You're listening to Valley Edition. Wildfire season may be over in California, but as snowplows have taken the place of fire trucks in much of the Sierra, one issue is still burning white hot, both in the National Park Service and the U.S. Forest Service, the issue of gender discrimination and sexual harassment. Allegations of just that led to the surprise resignation of Yosemite Superintendent Don Neubacher earlier this year, and the most damaging allegations came from Kelly Martin, who runs Yosemite's firefighting operation. Now there are allegations that the U.S. Forest Service firefighting operation faces similar issues. They were detailed in a new report in the Washington Post by reporter Daryl Fears. He joins us now on the phone. Daryl, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Daryl, you start out talking about Kelly Martin. She had that bombshell testimony earlier this year. Tell us about her reaction when she saw the amount of women who are attempting to get into this field.
Well, to set this up, we have to look back at the number of women in wildfire fighting, and then how that breaks down basically in the field where they work. And so you're looking at various crews anywhere in wildfire fighting, whether it's for the National Park Service or the Forest Service. Often there's one woman per crew of 20 and plus men. So they hardly ever see another woman. So Kelly Martin goes to a training. It's called Women in a Wildfire Training Exchange that I attended near Redding, California. But that portion of it was 3 days. The entire training went for 10 days in various parts of California. But Kelly attended that one, and they had a Wednesday briefing at that training. She walks in through the door of a dining hall where the women gather to eat and also to watch slides, do all sorts of things. And looking back at her were about 35 women, and she just gasped. She and another a woman who had been an incident commander and recently retired both gasped. They had never seen that many women wildfire fighters who believed and worked in the same profession that they did in a room together. It was, for her, shocking. And to hear a woman say that to me was shocking to me, because you and I work probably in rooms full of women all the time.
Now, the challenge there is retaining those employees, and you uncovered some interesting things there and some stories from women who have been on the front lines of wildfires in the national forests. What's the problem there?
Yes, the problem is basically misogyny in many cases, sometimes isolation, sometimes inappropriate touching, sexual assault. Inappropriate watching, spying on women in the shower, and also just bullying. And so there's a combination of things that can happen. It doesn't happen. All those things probably doesn't happen to one woman, or that woman would be very unfortunate, but one of those things can happen to one woman somewhere in the field. Another thing can happen to another woman somewhere else. They feel intimidated and they leave. But that's just part of the problem. We talked about what happened 45 years ago when there was this push by the Forest Service and other agencies in the federal government to recruit more women into the profession. They did a very poor job at that. In many cases, and we're shortening this for time, the Forest Service, at least, went out and just grabbed any woman who expressed interest, or in some cases, as women even now say, and men too, they grab people from the street who just weren't prepared for the work. It's very arduous work for a man or a woman. And so many of us aren't prepared for the type of work they do, and they were just grabbing anyone. And so the failure rate was bad, and men used that to label women as unprepared and unready. It didn't matter what woman you were, whether you were prepared or not. When they saw a woman, they just felt that she was unable.
Now, one of the women who was a prepared individual for this type of work was Heidi Turpin. She did a six-month stint, or signed up to do a six-month stint, with the U.S. Forest Service in the Sequoia National Forest, just right outside our area here. What happened to her?
Well, the Heidi Turpin case is very disturbing because Heidi wasn't called on to do the type of traditional wildfire fighting that we often see, the bravery that it takes to just confront fire as it burns. Heidi was part of a cadre of women, and there are just different cadres of people who do different things in the field for wildfire fighting. She was there to analyze what was in the field, what type of fuels could burn, to identify them, report them back to her superiors, who would then catalog them so that they would know if a wildfire happened, what would burn and where. And so it was basically just kind of, as far as firefighting goes, light work. It requires a lot of hiking and uphill and stuff like that, but it wasn't so bad. But they didn't want her there in many cases for that. So Heidi came from Colorado, and she told me that immediately she began, people targeted her because of Colorado's marijuana law. People actually thought that she was dealing drugs because she was from Colorado, and so she was labeled as a drug dealer because of that, unfairly. And it got so bad that in one instance, she says, and her court records show, that police use a dog to search her belongings, a drug-sniffing dog, unfairly, without her knowledge. And so she complained about that. But before that happened, she was working out with a female colleague and a male colleague, and a superior walks to the male colleague while they were at a gym working out and says to him, when you're done rubbing that vag all over yourself, come have a drink with us, meaning the boys. And he says it right in front of the women. And Heidi and her friend or a colleague debated whether they should report his saying this. Her female colleague said, no, I want to see if things get better. I don't want to ruffle feathers. And Heidi, being kind of feisty, said, well, my feathers are ruffled. I'm going to report this. She did. And immediately there was retaliation. And for Heidi, in that season-long, six-month season, her experience kept going in that direction. She was asked for sexual favors. She said she was stalked. Men basically spread rumors about her. It seemed to be, from her description, a nightmare.
Now, she eventually filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and others have as well. What do we know there? This is not an isolated incident.
We know that there's a class of women who are part of that. There's a class of women who are part of previous EEOC complaints, and there are earlier classes. There are classes that don't know about each other. There are classes that file complaints against the Forest Service. There are classes that file complaints against other federal agencies, even the Navy. One woman who wasn't given facilities to bathe, she wasn't given facilities to shower, and was forced to knock on a commander's door every morning so that she could use the shower in his office. And sometimes he didn't answer the door. Sometimes he didn't answer for 30 minutes, and she was late for, I forget what they call when firefighters gather in the morning, but she was often late for that. Women report being passed over by men who are less experienced, don't have the credentials. That happens all the time. Even Kelly Martin, who, as you said, running Yosemite's fire department right now, even she was passed over. And Kelly also said that she was a victim of inappropriate sexual aggression from people taking pictures of her and sticking them on a windshield, people peeping in on her when she was taking a shower.
So what does the Forest Service say? They're part of the Department of Agriculture. This is certainly a government agency that ought to know what the law is. What is their official response?
The official response is similar to the official response of corporations and anyone involved in this. They say that they have a zero tolerance policy. They say that they've bucked up their investigation unit to handle these types of complaints. They bulked up their EEOC office, adding 7 people to handle complaints and investigate complaints. And so they say now that they're prepared for this, but we're talking of an arc of what, 45 years. And so the question is, what's happened between that time, and why are we getting to this zero tolerance just now? What has the Forest Service done before now? Because there are all these complaints about by women, and there are some who say, well, women aren't up to the task, but we don't know what women are capable of in firefighting, because really they haven't gotten a fair shake for nearly a half century.
You cite a 2008 report that surveyed women in firefighting, and it said 85% of those surveyed said they were treated differently based on their gender. With the firefighters you talk to, with people like Heidi Turpin speaking up, Kelly Martin speaking up, is there a sentiment that maybe things are going to change, or are they pessimistic?
You know, there's a hope. These are women who were raised in very fairly wilderness areas, mountain areas, and they love the work and they want to do the work. And so they have this hope. And so there is that. But on the flip side of that, every single woman I spoke to for the story said that they had experienced one of the several things we talked about, whether it is inappropriate pictures or inappropriate touching or sexual assault or bullying. Every single woman said that she experienced that. What was troubling is that, say I talked to 25 women in firefighting, 20 of them who are still in firefighting returned to me and said, please don't print my remarks because I know there will be a retaliation. And so it makes you suspicious of the remarks, of course, but also you just wonder what the atmosphere is like for if the Forest Service or any other agency is doing a good job of investigating and policing these matters, if women are still afraid to speak out and speak up.
We've been talking to Washington Post reporter Daryl Fears, who has a new article that came out last week. It's called Few Women Fight Wildfires. That's Not Because They're Afraid of Flames, documenting gender discrimination and sexual harassment in the Sequoia National Forest, also in other branches of the U.S. government. Daryl, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe.